a prayer of adoration. Let us pray. God, who is, who was, and is to be, we praise and adore you. Great is your faithfulness, and new every morning is your love. Never will you leave us, never will you forsake us. When your people were in distress, you did not abandon them. You raised up your servant Moses, who spoke your word to Pharaoh. You gave him authority and power, so that through him your people would be set free from their captivity. Later, you spoke through the prophets, and in the fullness of time you sent your Son Jesus Christ, who made clear his intention when he quoted from the prophet Isaiah in the synagogue. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to give sight to the blind, and to set free the oppressed. Now, O Lord, you send us your Holy Spirit, that again we may be led and guided in these and in all challenging times. Lord, we give you thanks, and humble ourselves with Moses in this holy place of encounter, through Jesus Christ your Son. Amen. And a prayer of confession. For when we have forgotten your majesty, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For when we have forgotten your kindness, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For when we have forgotten our deliverance, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For when we have forgotten your commandments, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. The words of grace are ever spoken. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. And the collect for this Sunday. Redeemer God, you heard the cry of your people and sent Moses your servant to lead them out of slavery. Free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit, bring us to our promised land, your promised land, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing our second hymn, which has echoes of Moses' encounter with God in the desert. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.